We will discuss Be'ezer Hashem Yisborach the concept of Misasik and how it comes up pertaining to Averis, pertaining to Mitzvahs, and within the context of B'dikas Chomis, Achilas Matzah, the Nesivos in the Sefer Mekor Chaim, Hilchos Pesach, says that most places can hold that Bedikas Chametz is Deiraisa. What's the Raya? Bedikas Chametz is Deiraisa? Because the Gemara says in Avdal, the Gemara says that Bedikas Chametz is Derabbanon. Why? The Bebitl Baal Masagi. And you see that on the Bittl, without a Bittl of the Chametz, the Bedika would be Medeiraisa. So Mekor Chaim says, he asked, what's the chiv? Where does the chiv b'dikas chametz come from? Why are you mechuyev to be b'dikas has for chametz? So he says it must be, it comes from the same halacha that you mechuyev to be b'dikas vegetables, foods that are infested with toiloim, with bugs, with worms. You mechuyev to be b'dikas them, as the halacha is in Yerideh, Simon Pei Dalid. You mechuyev, why? Because it's matzoy, and since it's matzoy, so it's muksuk that there's bugs over there, and therefore that would be mechayev a bedika on the lettuce or the other vegetables that are infested with bugs. Hu hadin, zokta Mekor Chaim, since a house is known to have chametz, a house which is used with chametz, it's known to have chametz, so it's muksuk that there's chametz over there, and therefore you mechuyev to be bedik. Ad kedekach, he says, the Magen Avraham writes in Tamasim and Tov Lamedalit Sifkon Hey, Magen Avraham writes that if you didn't do the bittel and you had chametz in your house, you're over and bal yira and bal yimotze. I'm affected at the nesivos, affected the Mekor Chaim here. Why would you be over? A person, let's say, didn't do the bedika and he had chametz in his house. He says, why are you over bal yira bal yimotze? L'chayr, this person is a misasek. He says he has no idea there's chametz over there. He has no idea. The marshal. Person rents a house for Pesach. So he comes in, Erev Pesach, he comes in, and he doesn't know if the person checked for chametz, doesn't know not, doesn't know if there's chametz over there. Why would he be over Bayer or Bayer Matzei? He has no idea that there's chametz. Right? When you're unaware of something, when you're oblivious to any issue that's being done, that's called a misasek. So why would you be over as I frak the nesivos? Does everyone understand the kasha? Want to explain the kasha? Huh?
I think the nesivos is praying that if a person has chametz in their house and not aware of it, why have to be chayiv? I it's regular misasik is potter.
Misasik is potter. Misasik is potter b'chol ha'teira kula. The Gemara increases.
If it's motzi, that's considered
misasik. So let's say, even if it's motzi, it's still misasik. I think you can still ask the kasha like that, right?
Yeah,
you want to say that if it's motzi, the what? Then he knows about it. And if he knows about it, he's not misasik anymore. Okay, so the truth is the Magen Avraham is telling all cases. Magen Avraham says stamazay. Any case, you're not mevatla, and this chametz you over. Afilu below yoda.
Even if you did
bedika. Right. He said even if you did bedika and you didn't do bittel and there was chametz you over. Yeah. What would come out is let's say somebody here is a businessman, and they decided on Pesach, there's a gewaldig deal, on Chol HaMoed Pesach, be a davar of it, you can't give it up, and you buy a store. It's a toy store, right? So you don't assume there's any chametz over there. But punkt, Hamid Zabi, there's some of the toys that they sell come with cookies in it, and you just bought yourself some chametz, right? Below your D, I had no idea. Are you over by your rabbi, you might say? According to the Mark Rum, you're over by your rabbi, you might say. Zokta Mekor Chaim, why are you over by your rabbi, you might say? You're a Misasik. Misasik is Potter. That's his Kasha. Rabbi Yisrael Salanter.
So what does it mean that he's
Pater? Pater. Pater Avalosser? Well, it's hard to say Pater Avalosser. Pater from Karbon. Pater. Pater
from Altus.
Zikr. Pater. It's a drash in the buzzer. I shall chotaba, problem is asik. Someone is misasik, there's no avera.
That's the
trans
is no avera.
How else do you learn? There's no mice avera. But there's an avera. So we'll get to the Makar Chaim's teretz. Okay, that's the crux of the issue. We'll get to that teretz. Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, when he was Be'erach 14 years old, had a shaila. He said, "Why are you mechuyev to check vegetables?" Yoini Shakasha. I think my daughter's asked the kasha too. What are you mechuyev to? He asked, "Why are you mechuyev to ask? Why, even if there are bugs over there?" I have no idea there are bugs over there, right? Let's say someone's not muksik. I don't know if it's muksik. Why am I going to check? Even if I eat the bugs, it's a misasik. I have no idea what I'm doing. I have no idea I'm doing an isser. It should be misasik. Now, we know there's a concept. Everybody has to be familiar with this. Ha-misasik ba-chalovim va-arayos chayiv. Why? Shekein nehene. When it comes to isser achilu, or it comes to isser arayos, over there you would be mechayiv, even a misasik, even if you're unaware. For example, a person has there's a piece of food over here, and he eats it, thinking that it's kosher. Turns out afterwards a piece of chaylev. The yichayev. Why? Shekein nehene. Whatever the pshat in that is. But here, by the bug, you're not going to say shekein nehene. Bugs are most. It's disgusting to eat bugs. So why can't you just eat your vegetables without worrying if there are any thrips or worms? And you miss Isaac. He felt it was such a good kasha that he sent the shayla to Rabbi Akiva Eiger. And he got no response. Rabbi Akiva Eiger didn't send it back a tshuva. So a few years later, Rabbi Yisrael Salanter met Rabbi Shlomo Eiger, Rabbi Akiva Eiger's son, and asked him, what's up that your father didn't send me a tshuva? So he says, I'll tell you the emes. When he got the shayla, he wrote up a tshuva. But he felt that he can't send it to you. Why? Because the Rav of your shtut was Rav Hersh Salanter, who was known as Rav Hersh Bala Taisvis, because he was such a bucky and a charif and all Taisvis and Chas, he was such a goin, and he's the Rav of your shtut, and Rikivege felt that it'll be a pagam in his covid if you have a bacher in that shtut, he's not going to the Rav who's a grace again, he's sending a shayla elsewhere. So therefore he didn't send the tshuva. But then later, a few years later, he got a similar shayla, and therefore he just sort of took out that tshuva and adapted it to that shayla, to the second person who asked. And he sent it to him. And now it's printed in Chuvash B'Kivagir, Simen Ches. Hagama doesn't talk about anything about Telom over there, but from the whole Shakavatai of that Chuvah, you see that it was really addressing that Shaila as well. What was that Shaila? That Shaila was as follows. If you see a person about to be over in Isser, he has no idea that he's being over in Isser. Yeah? Do you have to stop him or not? L'mashal, you have a city that has an Erev. And you notice on Shabbos that the Erev falls down. You see clearly one of the strings that Erev fell down, a tree branch fell down. No more Erev in the city, right? Or right before Shabbos they find that the Erev falls down. Do you have to start telling everybody that they can't carry that Shabbos? Do you have to tell people they can't carry? Or, fakert, you don't have to tell them why, because they think they're doing a davar heter. They think what they're doing is mutter. So why should you tell them? That's called misasek. The misasek, what are you going to tell them? Don't tell them. It's better not to tell them, as a matter of fact. Right? Rav Shlomo Zalman says in one place, better not to tell them. Why? They're so used to carrying. This dichin and b people are going to carry. And there, once they know about it, they're going to forget that they can't carry. And that will be considered a shoyeg. And a shoyeg is worse than masasik. Masasik is a person who doesn't know that he's being given nisr. Oh, hanov carrying. Hanov bringing something from one place to the next. It's a good shaila. Pashtus, when we find the din of Anah, has to be Anah's guf. There is a tshuva in the Enig Yomtiv that wants to say that the din of the Magen Avraham that we mentioned before, that since he has chametz in his house, he'll be saving that chametz. Yeah, like he had a whole box of cereal in his house. He had no idea it was there. The Zokhtim Ravram, you have a Bayra. Frank the Nesiv is running him, it's a Mesasik. Once the time is, that's what Anah. That's Shekein Nene. That's a great Sechidish. It's a great Sechidish to say that. So Mazama brings that on Enig Yomtiv in a different place. He says that's a Dovah Kodesh to say such a thing. That's right, Svakir. Yeah. Okay, that's the Shiloh. That was the Shiloh that was presented to Rabbi Akiva here. You see someone about to open up a refrigerator on Shabbos, and you know that the light goes on when you open the refrigerator. They didn't unscrew the bulb. This person has no idea. Are you mechuyav to stop him or not? Now is the Shaila asked Rabbi Akiva Eiger from Tshuva Ches. When a person is doing something that he will be a Mesasik, are you mechuyav to be mafresh meisura or not? Is Rabbi Akiva Eiger said a gvaldige chiddush? Rabbi Akiva Eiger said like this. The Gemara Bava Kama Chavavam Bei says, if somebody has a Evan Bechekoi, someone's sitting down, he has a stone on his lap, and he doesn't know he has a stone in his lap. And he gets up, and the stone falls off and breaks somebody's keli. Or the stone, he stands up and the stone falls out into Rishus Aram. Are you chayiv or not? Is Zakti Gemara, Linya Nezikin, chayiv. Why? Adam Ud Loilam. Person responsible for all his actions. Even if he's a Bein Oynis, Bein Ratzin. Adam Ud Loilam. Linya Nezikin Yichayiv. Linya Shabbos. What does Gemara say? Bava Kama. What does Gemara say? Linya Shabbos. Melechitz Machshavah Sasra Teira. Linya Shabbos Yipater. Why? Melechitz Machshavah Sasra Teira. Okay? So listen to this way Rikki Vega learned the Gemara. Everything has to shtim. Zogdi B'Kiveger, why did the Gemara use Melech Machshava Sasra Teira? The Gemara could have said a different reason why Shabbos Yipater. Why? The Gemara could have said it's Mesasek. Dahainu. Tosfos says in Shabbos that Kol HaTeira Kula and Shabbos are different. And how? B'Kol HaTeira Kula, the case of Mis'asek has to be that you neschalef iser beheter. Lamashal. Everybody knows there's a din of shchutei chutz. You can't take a carbon and shecht it outside of the Beis HaMikdash. Okay? So let's say a person takes an animal. He thinks this is a beim of chulin. Right? He thinks it's a beim of chulin. Really, it's the Karban Pesach. It was designated as a Karban Pesach. Yeah. And he shechts it outside. Is he chayiv? He's pater. Why? He is misasik. Why is he misasik? He thought it was heter. When you're doing something you think is heter, and you end up doing something that's iser, misasik. However, Zok Toisvis, let's say I knew this was a carbon, but I thought it was one carbon. Turns out it was a different carbon. And you shecht it outside, what's the din? Zok Toisvis, chayiv. Mischalef iser be iser, there's no heter of Mesasek. Why? Because in his mind, was he doing an iser? He was. Happens to be, it wasn't the iser he thought he was doing, but he was doing an iser. However, Zaktesis, by Shabbos, it's not like that. Linyan Shabbos is not like that. If I think, let's say, let's say the case of being tailored something, yeah? Zichef, I think something that's already tolush. I pick up, there's a carrot on the floor. I think it's already cut from the ground, and I pick it up, turns out it was attached to the ground, zichin I chayv, I was doing heter. I thought I was doing heter. Zoktesis, even if I knew that there was a carrot on the ground, but I didn't realize it was that. Okay? And it was nischal of heter beheter. In Shabbos, Legabe Shabbos, let's say I wanted to pick up one carrot. I ended up picking up a different carrot, even though I wanted to pull up Mechuber. And Shabbos, you putter. Why? Why you putter in Shabbos? Why Shabbos? Because Melachas Machshavas Asra Torah. So what do you see from here? You see that for Shabbos is a higher dag of Melachas Machshavas Asra Torah. Which means if I think I'm doing Heter, and I end up doing Isser, do you have to come on to the reason of Malachas Machshavas Asra Torah? No. What can you say? Why am I putter? Because it's Misasik. So Frank to Mekiva Eger, why does the Gemara have to say that Lenin Shabbos when I stand up and the stone falls off in the Rishus HaYachid from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaYachid? I'm putter because Malachas Machshavas Asra Torah just says Misasik Baalma. Misasik is Betor B'chola Torah Kula. Why do you have to say this unique heter of Malachas Machshavas Asra Torah? That's Rebbe Kivayger's kasha. Anybody have a teretz? Rebbe Kivayger's kasha.
That's the same before. There's a bigger tour out. Listen, it sounds like it blazes. It's not a bad thing.
So, what Maishi means to say is like this. Zogdubi Kivayga, nearly Davar Chodesh, from this Gemara. He has other rayas also. We'll stay with this raya. Zogdubi Kivayga, like this. It's Gavaldigi Yisoid, you have to notice Yisoid. Kivayga is Chodesh. That Misaseg, that's a Patur, is only a Patur Mikarbon. The Maisa Aveiri says is there. Every Isser Misaseg, there's a Maisa Aveira. Just like Shoigig. Person does something with Shoigig. He gets Shabbos morning, he's tired, he goes into the bathroom and turns the light on, or turns the light off on the way out. What is that? That's a Shoigig. Why is it a Shoigig? Because he forgot for a moment that it's Shabbos, right? So it's a Shoigig. He has to be a Karmachatis when the Beis Hamikdash should be rebuilt, maybe you bought a Beis Hamikdash. Person had to be a Karmachatis for those times that he forgot. Right? That's a Shoigig. What happens if a person's walking backwards by mistake and knocks into the light and shuts it off? What's that? That's a Misasik. That's a Misasik. Is a Misasik also a Maisa Aveira? Zokribi Kiveger, that Bechola Terakula Misasik is also a Maisa Aveira. Therefore, if you see a person about to do an Isser, but there is Misasek, he doesn't realize he's doing an Isser, so you have to be mafreshim. You have to stop him. He's potter, he's only potter from a carbon. My saver is, but he's only potter from a carbon. However, that's Bechola Terakula. But when it comes to Shabbos, since Shabbos is a higher darg, if you do a Misasek on Shabbos, it's kilu you did nothing. Ain't shame malacha, ain't shum malacha. There's no malacha at all. On Shabbos is nothing. That's why the Gemara didn't want to say by Shabbos, then in Shabbos it's Tam a Misaseh. Why? Because if it was a Misaseh, then it will be in those Gedarim that you're doing a Malacha, a Misaseh, but you got a Potter. It said Mitzmalach is Machshavas, therefore there's no Malacha at all. Why is Nafkamina? For those who are still holding up, Nafkamina is like this. Let's say a person stands up on Shabbos, the stone falls off and breaks somebody's keli. Yeah? Went into Rosh Hashanah and broke somebody's keli over there. May you have to pay for the hezek? Why should you not have to pay for the hezek? Come lebed raminei. Right? If I'm chayiv mishum Shabbos, yeah, if it's considered a malacha, it's a chiyuv of Shabbos. Even though it's a shoygi, but chayiv mis a shoygi is also part that comes from Amarnei. Maybe I won't be chayiv in the ezik. But if you say with this far malachas machshavas asur teira, so there's no malacha at all happening, then you have no kam lebinami that you'll be chayiv in the ezik. And that's what the Gemara said. Linyan nizikin chayiv. Linyan Shabbos, potter. Why potter? Malachas machshavas asur teira. I saw it's very vague.
Just to clarify,
The Kivege is not saying else the word misyaches or not. Kivege is saying that any time a person is misasek, it's considered an aveira.
And he did that.
In this case, he did the aveira. Yes, he did the aveira. The whole patur of misasek, the Kivege says, is a patur for carbon. You're not chayv a carbon chadas. What's the Kishayla?
Why is he
a kapara? He needs a kapara. He needs a kapara. No, but the gabi carbon. You do tshuva. You do tshuva. Slach lona you do. The gabi carbon, you put from a carbon. That's
exer sakosu.
Exer sakosu.
It's like a shvat
to my salir. It's like a shvat to my salir. Exer sakosu. Means you're unaware that you're doing the iser. The Isser was done, it's Kili to show you, by show you the Torah was Machayev a carbon. Why? Because there you were more aware of what you were doing. You just forgot for a moment. Here you Bechla, you were oblivious to what you were doing. The Torah says no Chiv carbon at all. No Chiv carbon at all. Could be in a case like that, maybe you would be Mechayim Malchus. Yeah. Maybe you'd be Mechayim Malchus, yeah. So, we mentioned the Magen Avraham before. If somebody has chametz in his house and he has no idea that it's there, the Magen Avraham says, you have a bayi rabbi matzei. You couldn't be kiveg, you understand why you have a bayi rabbi matzei. Why? You still have an aveira. If you have an iser, you have chametz in your house, your granny didn't know about it, you're still over. Still have a bayi rabbi matzei, right? It happens to be, you won't be chayav a carbon. In the case of we be chayav a carbon. Yeah, so then Rabbi Kivege says that he saw from Yedidi the Mekor Chaim that he asked the Kasha of the Magen Avraham that why Yichayev, if you weren't Baidik, why Yichayev Bayira, I is Misazik, you have no idea. Yeah, so what is the Nesivus answer? Obviously, the Nesivus held that what? When you're Misazik, you're not doing anything. Right, he didn't learn Rabbi Kivege. He learned Misasik Bechlal, nothing. So he asked the Kasha, "If you Misasik, what's it? Why even mechuyev to be baidik?" Yeah, it says the Mekor Chaim holds when you Misasik, you're not doing anything. That's the difference to Rabbi Kivege. Misasik is an Isra Aveira, just a pure carbon. According to the Nesivus, a Misasik is nothing. It's fake to be the Nesivus, so it's fake to Mekor Chaim. Then, if Misasik is nothing, why are you by Rabbi Matzei? Mizak the Nesiv is a gewaldige chilek. Gewaldig in his opinion. Rabbi Kivege says it's teichik. We'll see in a moment. Zok the Mekor Chaim, yesh lechalek bein an aveira that's a yedei maise and an aveira shaloi a yedei maise. Yeah, what's the chilek?
What do you mean?
If the aver is an aver that comes from the nesivus, the nesivus had a kasha, right? His kasha was the why am I ever by Iraq? If I have no idea, this comments over there. Zok the nesivus, do you know why I'm by Iraq? Because misasik is only a patur when there's ayidei maisa.
If the aver is
ayidei maisa. Then you have a p'tor of misasek. If the avera is a loyal yidei ma'ase, there's no p'tor misasek taka. There's no p'tor misasek. Why? Sanaya Havana and what Masasik is. Yeah, but that's what he says. That's how he answers his kasha. Yeah, Rabbi Kivegi says it's a doichik teretz. It's a doichik to be mechalak like that. They say, according to Rabbi Kivegi, there's no chilik whether there's a maisa, not a maisa. Masasik is a masasik. Granted, Rabbi Kivegi holds every masasik is an isra aveira. But the Mekor Chaim is saying that there's a chilik between the masasik a day maisa, and masasik a day maisa. Okay? So what is this chilik? This is when you're doing a maisa and your masasik, that's a patur. When there's no maisa involved, then there's no patur yichayiv taka.
It's like a patur on the maisa. It's saying that your maisa wasn't a maisa avera, but not that the avera didn't happen. So if it happened from Elas, so then you don't have a patur on your maisa because it just happened. That's the answer comes, but.
Okay, so what Yaakov Moshe is saying is that the chilek is like this. The chilek is like this. But when an avera comes, aydeh a maisa. When Aveira comes, Aideya Maisa. So then, if you're Misasik, when you're doing this Maisa, we're going to say that this Maisa is not being done by me. What we call the Maisa is not Misyachis to me. I don't connect the Maisa to my doing. It's Ke'ilu, the Maisa was done by itself. Why? Since I have no kavana for what I'm doing, like a Dovishen Miskavan. Since I have no kavana what I'm doing, not only do I have no kavana, I'm not even aware of what I'm doing, Megabi and Isser. So when it comes to a very idea Maisa, and I'm unaware of what I'm doing, it's Kilo, the Maisa is being done by itself. Why? Because when you're doing some idea Maisa, the Torah required the Maisa to be done, and that I am have Das to do this Maisa. If I have no Das to do this Maisa, it's Kilu, the Maisa wasn't being done by me. The Maisa was done by itself. When if the Maisa was done by itself, I don't get an Aveira. It's Kilu, I didn't do anything. That's how the Nesivas, you can explain the Mekor Chaim's chat of why does the Chilek Idea Maisa. Right? When it comes to Idea Maisa, Maisha Enginim, where the Torah didn't require a Maisa, Lamashal, Isser Bayer Abayim Matsi of Chomis. So if you don't need a Maisa, you don't even need to ask for it. The Maisa is being done by itself, that's okay. That's where the Isser is. The Isser is even if it's done by itself. Yeah, that's one mahalach. If I can answer the pshat and the Mekor Chaim, this mahalach is the Rabbi Yosef Engel in the Asfin Deiraisa Simen Chav Dalid. If you want to look it up, this is the mahalach he goes. He's gerade talking about the din of Hamisase Bechalom Varayis Chayiv Shekein Nehene. When Agav in his Chilik he explains this pshat for the Mekor Chaim, that when you have an Avera that's Aidei Maisa, so pshat is I'm only Chayiv for this Maisa if I'm doing the Maisa, but if I'm unaware that I'm doing a Maisa Avera, it's not going to attribute it to me. L'mashal, I think I'm shechting a Karban Chulin, man. So I shechted the Karban Chulin, turns out it was really a Karban. I thought it was a Meimas Chulin, turns out it was a Karban. The fact that it's a carbon has no shaykhis to me, so it's ke'ilu, a carbon was shechted by itself outside, na'asim e'ilav.
So there's no
chiyuv
for some
kalon
al-office?
In this case, what I mean, the person knew the al-office. Right? He knew it. He had no idea that he was doing an isser. Now, when I'm doing a ma'isa, but I have no idea that I'm doing an isser, I say that Maisa is being done by itself, not being done by Idemi. And therefore, that's the store of Masasik. Mashayin is something that doesn't require a Maisa, doesn't require a connection between me and the Maisa. It's just something that is, and therefore you chayiv even without that. So why Masasik b'cholam v'arayis is chayiv? The Gemara says shekein nana, so why chayiv because of over there?
Because once you have another, links in your gut.
So first I'll tell you what Rabbi Yosef Engel says. And the Rabbi Chanan seems to go with this also in Kavish Yerim and Psachim. He says when it comes to Hanov, Achil, and Arayis, that's a different sort of Aveira. One Aveira of the Aidei Maisa is the Avera is the Maisa itself. When it comes to an Avera, Idea Achilo, Idea Rayis, the Maisa is, the Isser is the Hana. The Isser is the Hana. It says, Malacha on Shabbos, the Isser is doing the Malacha. The Isser is being Bayre. The Isser is being Chayrish. This is Haitzah. When it comes to Achila and Arayis, there the Isser is the Hana. When it comes to the Isser Chaylev, the Isser is not the Achila's Chaylev. The Isser is getting Hana from Chaylev. The Isser is Hana from Arayis. He has Rayis, Ayin Sham the Rayis. Yeah. The problem with that is, and this is what he asks on himself. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah Daf Chof Ches, Gemara says, Kofo lechol matzah. Someone comes to you on Pesach, it's Leil Pesach, yeah, and you don't want to eat matzah. You're not interested in eating matzah. But you have to eat matzah, right? So, your mother comes and puts a gun to your head, and says, you better eat the matzah. Okay, you have no choice. So you eat the matzah. My yaitza? So Gemara says, yaitza. Kafol lechem, they force you to eat it. Gemara says, parsiim, the guy force you to eat the matzah, yaitza. Yeah? Why yaitza?
Because it's afila and you're getting
enough. So says Rashi and says the Ran, the reason is because just like I'm a sasig bachalem varayis. Chayiv shekein nehene, here also shekein nehene. You also, I don't know. Now, L'chay reflect the Asman the Raisin himself. The mitzvah of eating matzah is what? To have hanof from the matzah? Mechatesi says, maybe the mitzvah of Achilas matzah is Achilas matzah. Borev teich l'matzah is eat matzah on the Leil Pesach. There's a mitzvah to get hanof. He says, Bishlev, you want to say Arayis, you want to say Achilas Isser, that's a Dover Mesov. That's a dover, it's a most to kazakh, the achila, to get hanov from something that's most, from something that's mesuav, that's the isser. The isser is hanov. But to say that every mitzvah of achila, the mitzvah is the hanov from it, is shred to say. So, Bazai, to say that by Averis too, there's two mild, there's one, there's a mice Avera, and there's one Avera that gives you Hano, wouldn't work when it comes to mitzvahs. And yet, you see the Rishonim equate the two. You see the Rishonim on Madam and Milsa la Milsa, that the reason why I'm Mekayim, the mitzvah of Matzah, is because I'll be over on my Achilas Chalev. So, therefore, we have to go to a different Mahalach. What's the other Mahalach? Maybe someone started saying it before. And it is like this. In the Mekor Chaim, one of the say the Pshat is, when do you have Mesaseg? When it comes to a Maisa. When I'm doing a Maisa, but I'm oblivious to it, that I'm doing an Isser, we say that Maisa is not Mesiachas to me. The Maisa was not Semelov. When you don't need a Maisa, you Chayiv even when it's a Mesaseg. So that's why, because the mice is not, that's not me. Now, when it comes to a Masasa, B'chalom V'arai, Yitzchayv, Shekei, Nehaneh, so what does Dano do? Dano makes it that...
You can't say that the mice is not Miachas to me if I'm having Hano. You can't separate the mice from me.
You can't separate the mice from me. Why not?
Because
you're having Hano.
Yeah, no, the person was there.
But maybe he doesn't have Hano, you mean?
No,
he has Hano.
My Hano, your Hano, every Hano, of course is different. So Hano, Hano is something that such I have to split it up. A Maisa is a Maisa. It doesn't make a difference who does the Maisa.
Well, we were saying before, you can putter on certain things because the Maisa is not Miyochas to me.
Right.
So that's true by things with just a Maisa. But if there's a Maisa Hano, it's not shocking to say that the mice is not miyuchas to me when I'm having hanah from it.
Because hanah is my egg in the left.
Well, you can't say the mice is taking place on its own, and I'm not involved in that mice. I'm having hanah from the mice.
Yeah, I know. So if something that's mamish, you yourself are being nana from, you can't disassociate me from the mice. Okay? Efshe, that's a mahalach. Efshe, that's a mahalach. If it makes sense, you could use that mahalach. We see from the Ran in Rosh Hashanah over there asks a steer in the Rambam. The Gemara has two cases. We'll be messiah with this. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah has two cases. The Gemara says, if kafo lechol matzah, they force you to eat matzah, yotzah. Zakti Gemara Merava. Here you see that a tekeh lishir yotza. Somebody's blowing shofar Rosh Hashanah, stam, because he wants to annoy his older brother, so he's blowing shofar as loud as he can. Grady gets out all the kailas properly. Yeah. Yeah. So, and then if somebody hears this, it's yaitza. Yaitza, yeah. As I said, the Gemara. Gemara says, well, why is it a dimyan? Maybe matzah is different. Matzah shekein ne'ene. Right? Matzah shekein ne'ene. It's different by tekeh l'shir is no hanah. Kumash b'lon that this Gemara is going with mitzvahs ein tzrichas kavona. Eim idim yim misaseh, yaitzi yim mitzvah. Now, lahalacha. The Rambam Paskins in Hilcha Shofar, what? Hatekeh l'shir, lo yotze. Yeah? Someone's stand blowing on the Shofar and Roshani, and now yotze. So I think the Rambam. Why? Obviously the Rambam holds mitzvahs. We gotta be the Kavana here. Mitzvah Shichas Kavana. Right? Mitzvah Shichas Kavana Memela, if you tekeh l'shir, or tekeh l'slamet, lo yotze. Yeah, Frekteran. So why does the Rambam paskin in Hilchas Matzah, Chomus Matzah, why does he paskin over there that Kofo Lecho Matzah, Yoyotze? Yeah? What's the Teretz? Zok Duran, push the Teretz. Right? Says, V'loi Pliyado, it's not a stira. Why? Because over here by Matzah, Shekei Nehene. So what does Shekei Nehene do? What does Shekei Nehene do? So the Ran says like this. What? Well, he was Muhammad to the Ran's kasha, but he blibes fair in himself. He brings the Ran himself, but Maisa Shver and his Yisoid. His Yisoid is there's two types of Averis. There's a Averis which is either Maisa and there's Averis either Hanor. Right? So then, what's the dimyan from the Hanov Ichelav or Ram Chayiv to the Hanov Matzah, which I'm Yotzer the Mitzvah because I'm having Hanov? That means you tell me that the Mitzvah is Hanov. So the Ran says, "Bekafoach or Matzah, kimin lechazim medlem ad pligi." The Avagad of Yeshav Loyotza Hoch Yotza Shekei Nehene Kedarmina Baalma Mesatze Bechalom Varai is Chayiv Shekei Nehene. Yeah, so he's Medama to Mesatze Bechalom Varai. So the Chayiv, you can learn this. You can learn two Pshatim in the Ran. Okay, you can learn two Pshatim in the Ran. One Pshat could be. Is that when I'm nana from something, so that automatically gives me kavana. It means the Rambam holds mitzvah striches kavana. That's why by tekeh l'shir by shofar you're not yotze without kavana. Why by matzah yotze if they force it to eat matzah? Because since I'm having hanah, the hanah makes it that I am v'cham for the mitzvah. Yeah, I'm saying I don't want to eat matzah, not v'cham for the mitzvah. If you have hanah and you're enjoying it, you're v'cham for the mitzvah. Okay, so you could say the hanah gives you kavana. It means attaches your kavana to the achila. This is one way you could say. Or the other way you could say is that the whole reason why you need kavana by a mitzvah, the reason why I say the Rambam holds mitzvah striches kavana, is just that you shouldn't be a misasik. It says you don't need greater kavana for the mitzvah, but you can't be just stand obliviously doing something and be mekayim a mitzvah. Someone is tekeh l'shir. Yeah? He's trying to see if he can blow out his guts and doing a tashrat. Right, but legabe the mitzvah, he's a masasik. Legabe this mitzvah. See here also, someone's eating matzah because they force him to eat matzah. Yeah, legabe that, what is he? He's a masasik ba'alma. Legabe the mitzvah, he's a masasik. This he's unaware he's doing a mitzvah. Yeah, here shekei nene. Since if you have anov from it, you can't say that he's stam disassociated with the mitzvah. You can't say he's a masasik ba'alma. That's already enough to say he's mekayim the mitzvah. The Kesef Mishnah, I think, is meduik like the second Tzad was saying, because the Kesef Mishnah, and when he explains, when he brings this whole Ran down, he then explains the Ran. He says, "Kloimar the kiven shenena ba'achilosoi by mitzvah loy mikri misasik." That's what it does. The Hanah makes it; it's not a misasik anymore. That's what the Hanah does. I know it makes it into Misasi. Misasi is Bechlal, I'm unaware of what I'm doing Bechlal, I'm not connected to a mitzvah. When you have Hano, that's already, that Hano gives it that it's not a Misasik Baalma, because he's doing a mitzvah. So that we'll leave it on the table. To what does Misasik do? What does a Misasik B'chom V'arayis do? Does it make it that you have Kavona for it? Rashi in some place, a mashma like that? Or does it make it that it just takes away the Misasik? Yesh Lodin Mizev. Yesh Lodin, they have arrived in the Kesef Mishnah, Efshim the Shulchan Acharav's Lashon, also in Tafai and Heil V'yesef Chavches, L'gabe Kavol Echomatsa, that it just takes away the Misasik. Not that you need mitzvahs kavana, you always need kavana. It just has to be that you don't have a masasik. Afshim kemen zogin des. Yeah, but al kaponim, what comes out is in either way, in either mahal he go, the pshat in the mekor chayim that we mentioned, the mekor chayim must be mechalik. When you have masasik, it's dafke masasik yedei maisa, so that everybody seems to agree. The pshat is because that maisa is not connected to me, as kilo is not some elov. Mamela, when you have an aveirat that doesn't require a maisa, mamashal, iser of chametz, v'chidoyma, that you're going to be chayiv even aydei a masasik. We're saying in that Rabbi Kiveg was chaylik. Kiveg said no chaylik a ma'isa or not a ma'isa. Masasik is always an avera. Masasik is always considered an avera whether it's a ma'isa or not. Granted, you just punted from a carbon. When among the raya, one of the talmidim of Rabbi Kiveg, you want to bring a raya that is a loch in yeriday if a kohen is sleeping in a house and all of a sudden someone dies in the house. To wake him up. Tell him to go out. Right? He has no idea what he's doing. Even as a Misasik. Elamai, it's a right to be Kiveger, the what? You see, Misasik is an Aveira. And therefore, you have to be Afrishim from an Aveira. Wake him up and tell him to get out to get outside. That's his Raya. Yeah? Like the Mekor Chaim, if you learn that there's a chil between a mice or not a mice, there's no Raya anymore.
Why is this?
There's no mice
over there.
There's no mice over there. This is what?
This is pretending to be.
To make himself tummy?
To be tummy. Don't mice, there's two.
Can't do a mice or tummy, can't be tummy? There's a separateness of being the haboil oil by a kain. But here there was none of that. But here he was already there. Elamai mechuyv to go out.
Right.
So the chiyuv would be besides you can't remain tummy. You can't remain tummy. Yeah, a more practical case regarding Yesh Lodin Bezeh. Someone fell asleep. Let's say someone's in the base medrash and fell asleep. Right? Not such a practical case. Yeah, but it's sukkahs. So he's sleeping outside the sukkah. I'm going to wake him up. Like this, he's a Misasik Ba'alma. Yeah? Right on that child, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman says, if he's sleeping, he's like a shaita, he's putter, he's an einus, he's putter for all mitzvahs. You don't have to.
Huh?
Oh,
putter for mitzvahs.
Putter for mitzvahs, yeah. He brings rights, he has achrenim that say that. It's shtikl shukl tsarachim in this case of this halach of the kain. But al kaponim, that's a right you want to bring for Rabbi Kiveg, huh?
He's not doing it yesterday.
Where? Sleeping outside the sukkah.
He's not doing that kain that say.
Right.
It's not like you have to make sure he doesn't do it.
Yes,
he's not doing it. I mean,
that's all I say. But if the svara, when someone is sleeping, he's bechlal, he's like a shaydi, he's part of kol ha-mitzvahs. So maybe the kain also.
No, but the kain is part from
yisurim.
Part from
yisurim. A
shaydi
is not.
If he's not mechuy, if a shaydi is about doing it, so he has to stop him. If he's not mechuy mitzvah, he's mechuy mitzvahs. No.
There you go. That's an eleven also.
Also,
you're
sleeping in a I hear a person is sleeping, yeah, and he's sleeping with his mouth open, and then there's some chaylev about to drip into his mouth. We have to close his mouth.
I mean, it depends on, obviously.
Hey, if you're chilling, you want to be mechalal in the case of the Elisa saying that. Okay. Al-Kopanim, yeah, maybe it's the Al-Kopanim, so that's what we're saying. And the Pshat in the Mekor Chaim was saying the Maisa is Mesiachis, and when you don't have a Maisa, you're Chayv. The only Shai, what was the case of Mesaz Bechalim Barayis? There's Shekein Nehenna. Because we had the first Shai Yaakov said that Shekein Nehenna, you can't really separate the Maisa from the person since he's being Nehenna from it. And based on the Ran, we had two other Pshatim. Either the Pshat is when you're Nehenna, that's automatically we then give Hana to this Maisa, we give Kavana to this Maisa, or when you're Nehenna, you can't consider a Mesasik anymore. You can't consider something that's Bechlal, not a Mesasik. That's why Legabe Mitzvahs. The only Tzarechian that I have on the Ran is that the Ran says Allah like this, the Paschkin Shulchan Aruch as well. Kafol Lechol Matzah is only when you know it's Leil Pesach, you don't want to eat matzah, because someone forced you to eat matzah. In that case, you yaitza. Says the Ran, Meshem the Ra'ah, he says, but if Stam, let's say a person thinks it's only Yud Nisan, he doesn't realize it's a Leil Seder. Yeah? He thinks it's a regular night, it's not Pesach yet. And there he eats matzah, you're not yaitza. Why not yaitza? He doesn't. He thinks it's a yom chol, and he eats matzah in ayotza. Why not yotza? I shekei nene. I'm a sazer b'chol barayis. Yeah, he has no idea it's chaylev, and he eats it. You're still chayev shekei nene. So you're also shekei nene. So why don't you have the same din? Why he has no idea that it's Pesach? Why in ayotza? What do you have to have? I know it's Pesach. So it would seem. If I think there's a shtar kakash on the Ran. If you say the pshat is shekein nen is that we give, like the first pshat we said, shekein that you give kavana to it, is a bazai, if he has no idea that it's that's even Pesach, even with dano, maybe that kavana can't help. Maybe it can't even help. But if it's tam, it just takes it out of misasek, so who cares that he doesn't know it's Pesach? Takes it out of misasek because he has dano from it, and let him be mekayim in the mitzvah kavana. La'l'chayis tzorachin. Just to, we're talking about the mitzvah of achilas matzah. It's kedai to know what the Chassam Sefer writes in a tshuva. He was writing to a certain town about had a whole shaila about their baking matzahs. Wanted to change the way they did it. So he says you have to realize, remember, achilas matzah is the only achila medayraisa that we still have left in the galus. We don't have Achilas Karim Pesach, we don't have Achilas Kochim, we don't have Achilas Trumas Amaisris. The only mitzvah d'iraisa of Achila that we have is Achilas Matzah. It's Mele, Mitzvah Shem, Shatev Matzlachas, Mekayim, this mitzvah d'iraisa of Achilas Matzah, with the Hano, with the Gishmak. But to realize this, a mitzvah d'iraisa, the one that have Achila, that was like a din of Achilas Kochim Kilu. The only mitzvah deraisa, make a brachon in this mitzvah deraisa of achilas matzah.